You're listening to Morning Edition on WMUK. I'm Gordon Evans. Legislation has cleared a state house committee that would require some online retailers to collect Michigan's 6% sales tax. The bills go to the full house, where they face an uncertain future. Alethea Kasman has been covering this issue for the Gongwer News Service. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is called Main Street Fairness legislation. Explain what that name means.
Well, you know, there are brick-and-mortar businesses that obviously have a physical presence in the state. They have to collect the 6% sales tax at the time of purchase. Online retailers, some of them do not have to collect the sales tax at the time of purchase. So supporters call it Main Street Fairness because the legislation is designed to have these online retailers collect the sales tax and essentially create a fairness between online retailers and the brick-and-mortar businesses.
So this cleared the House Tax Policy Committee on a 9-1 vote yesterday, noting some of the lawmakers from this area. Margaret O'Brien, Portage Republican, voted yes. Eric Nesbitt of Lawton, Republican, cast the only no vote. And then there were five abstentions. That included Saugatuck Republican Bob Janetsky and the Republican chairman and Democratic vice chair of the committee. Why did five lawmakers on this committee abstain from voting?
Well, some of them, including the committee chair, Representative Farrington, and Representative Barnett, the minority vice chair, they have both alluded to the fact that they see it as a federal issue. The federal government, if they solve this, it would apply to all online retailers rather than just certain ones if state legislation does. Other ones that passed, they may have been looking for more of a revenue-neutral option if we're going to start collecting, even though it's not a new tax, if we're collecting more than we were in the past, have a tax cut somewhere else, so it's more of a revenue-neutral for consumers.
And Vicki Barnett also raised the issue of where this money goes if it actually is collected. What's the possible hang-up there?
Well, there's the sales tax and the use tax. It's unsure exactly which one would be collected under these bills. The sales tax, the majority of it goes to the school aid fund, so it would go to, you know, our public schools. The use tax, the majority of it goes to the general fund, so less would go to schools.
The Treasury Department says there's a fair amount of money being left on the table. How much do they believe is going uncollected every year?
Well, around $200 million for fiscal year 2013. It was $482 million total that came in sales and use tax revenue, and 60% is attributable to e-commerce.
But then there's a House Fiscal Agency report that raises the question of how much these bills would actually generate in tax revenue. What's the problem there?
Well, the bills, the state can only do so much, which is why a lot of people say, you know, it's a federal issue. The state's bill would only be able to collect these taxes from certain retailers that have either a warehouse, a delivery center, something like that in the state. And a lot of these retailers could just leave. They could, you know, go to Ohio and have their Michigan warehouse there. So it's really questionable on what really would happen there if these bills were passed.
So there's ways for companies to get around this if it's done on a state-by-state level.
Yeah.
And that's what gets us back to this whole issue of should it be done at the federal level.
Yes.
Okay. Also, some questions here raised about where this is likely to go in the state house if it gets there. It gets to the full house, which it has passed committee, but or how likely it is that the full house takes this up. Where does that stand right now?
Well, it's really up in the air. You know, we talked to the speaker yesterday, and, you know, he said obviously this was on the House Republicans' action plan to get this taken care of, but he just, you know, was saying the same thing. Is this a federal issue? Would this state legislation really be the best way to go about it? They have to decide if it would collect enough money to be worth it to pass it on the state side.
And Jace Bulger, as of now, still in his mind, this might be a federal issue and something he's not sure the state should be taking up?
Yes, he said that yesterday. He said he doesn't oppose the legislation. You know, it's on their action plan, but at the same time, it's probably a federal issue.
Alethea, thank you for your time this morning.
All right, thank you.
Alethea Kasman is a reporter for the Gongwer News Service. You can find links with more stories about the State House Tax Policy Committee passing legislation yesterday that would require some online retailers to collect Michigan's 6% sales tax. Those links can be found at our website, WMUK.org.